Australian batsman Chris Rogers has been ruled out of a second consecutive test against the West Indies because of concussion. He was hit on the helmet by a ball during training a week ago, and the team doctor says while he has improved, he still has symptoms. In recent years, Cricket Australia and other sporting bodies have tightened their rules about dealing with concussion. But athletes and safety advocates say more still needs to be done, both in Australia and overseas, to protect players. Sarah Sedgie reports.
As the case of cricketer Chris Rogers shows, it's not just football players who are at risk of concussion.
Concussion is not confined to sport. I mean, concussion's a fact of life in any kind of collision, whether it's a motor vehicle accident or a workplace accident or a violent assault in a nightclub, for example. It's not just in the sporting arena, so there needs to be a higher level of brain awareness, a recognition that while the brain is a resilient organ capable of immense recovery, it's also immensely fragile. It doesn't take a great deal of force to do some significant damage.
Nick Rushworth is the Executive Officer of Brain Injury Australia. In 2012, he prepared a government policy paper on concussion in sport and found a lack of understanding about the condition and how harmful it can be. Since then, a lot has changed.
As a result of the amount of public interest, media attention on the subject, the professional ranks of the three major collision sports, league, union and AFL, are obliged to lift their game. Brain Injury Australia's position, and as part of its joint initiative with Sports Medicine Australia, there is still a whole world of work that needs to be done at the grassroots level of the game. I think to expect that evidence-based best practice in concussion assessment and management is simply going to filter down via osmosis from the professional ranks to the grassroots, that's unreasonable, I think.
A high-profile lawsuit in the United States has raised awareness about the risks from concussion. The American National Football League reached a multi-million dollar settlement with thousands of former players who say the NFL hid what it knew about the dangers of concussion. The case was settled without the NFL admitting liability. Some players and doctors say one of the most serious long-term concussion-related traumas is a brain disease called chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Symptoms include memory loss, depression, confusion and aggression.
We do know that there are long-term effects from damaging your brain. It's something that we have to take very serious, and we're understanding that it not only changes the quality of life, but it also can end life.
Kerry Goulet is a former European ice hockey player who sustained concussion during his career. He's been at a forum in Sydney helping to raise awareness about the dangers.
It did take quality of life out of my earlier stages of my career when I was playing pro, but I think people must understand that professional athletes, to be taken away their lifeline or what they've been taught all their lives and in a moment is taken away from you. That's why we do hear about these unfortunate individuals that choose to take their lives because they can't live after the sport. And I think that's why it's so important to listen to players and athletes who are able to distinguish between that was me then, this is me now. And by us being vocal and it's not easy always standing up and talking about, you know, the trials and tribulations that you live with this injury. But if we don't educate our youth.
Keith Primo played in North America's National Hockey League for 15 years, but had to retire early after four concussions.
It was, probably the most painful day of my life when I understood that I was never going to get to play the game again that I love to play. But I also understand, and it was important that I have the ability to ultimately walk away from the game, and although I'm, you know, a post-concussion sufferer, I'm still in a lot better place than a lot of individuals, and so for that I feel blessed.
In Australia, the NRL and AFL have guidelines in place to protect players, which include removing them from the game if they are suspected of having a concussion. Players can't return until they have medical clearance. Keith Primo has visited Australia many times and has seen improvements in how concussion is managed here.
Back-to-back years I've visited Australia and you know, on the periphery I see a difference already. It's in the early infancy stages, but it's, even in 1 year, you're further ahead than where you were at this time last year, so that's a good sign.
But he says players need to be honest about their health, even if it means missing out on an important game.
It's important to speak up. It's important to be heard, and it's important to understand that the injury is serious and at times can be very severe.
Keith Primo says there's a gladiator culture in sport. But we need to think about the people, not just the game.
It's cultural. Culturally, we have to have the courage to speak up and have a voice. You know, the conversation about how do we change combative physical sports to protect our players, and people don't really want to have that conversation. But we know that in North America, we've had those started to have those conversations, and we've changed the game, and it hasn't hurt the game. And so they need to really start to have that conversation here as well.
Former ice hockey player Keith Primo ending Sarah Sedgie's report.